FM 90.3 WJTL Lincoln Brewster's While I Wait for King and Country's The Proof of Your Love. And Jaren Anderson before that. Good morning, Fred and Mindy with you. 703.
Lisa Landis wants to play your request and dedications. That's Friday at 5 o'clock. Listen tomorrow for your cue to call. Email Lisa at WJTL.com. You can even go right on our Facebook page and post each Friday afternoon. It's the Friday request and dedication hour right at 5 o'clock right here on FM 90.3 WJTL. Sponsored by Lancaster Bible College, providing over 50 areas of study from a biblical worldview. More at lbc.edu.
One of our favorite people in the whole world is here, Jen Weber. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's quite a billing.
Well, you are. We always look forward to you coming. And it's not just because you bring us cookies.
Yes. Well, this time it's just a cookie bar, as I, you know.
Just.
It has the word cookie in it.
Yeah, just. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hello to Jean. And she said she would be listening. She's
hi,
a coworker.
Jean.
And maybe Jim's listening.
But. Jim's listening on his drive to Pittsburgh. Jim.
Yes. Hi, Jim.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, Jim.
We miss you. Jen, you always come and tell us about the cookie sale. And it's just very appropriate that today is 5 months till Christmas.
I know. Happy Christmas in July, right?
Yeah. So tell us about the cookie sale for those who don't know.
Well, this is actually our 22nd year of doing the cookie sale. I know. Da, 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 da. Crazy. But we started off doing it as a Sunday school project with 13 and 14-year-olds. And basically just to give them an idea that there's a world outside other than themselves.
Right.
And when we baked the cookies in our house, all the money that we raised, we gave to a CCF child. That was the whole reason for it, so that we could teach them that there's people out there that are starving and, mm-hmm. you know, the third and working with the third world. So since then we've invited other churches to come and help us and sell the cookies at their churches. And, last year we did 4.2 million meals. I know, which is amazing,
crazy.
But I mean, we've been blessed because we get a lot of churches who get involved and they, they just go above and beyond, you know, with what they do. I mean, it goes bonkers, but, it's a school we've paired up with Cross International, and it's a school outreach program that they do, school feeding program. So the children go to school.
It encourages them to go to school
because
they're going to get
that's
fed.
That's usually their only meal of the day.
Wow.
So the parents make sure the kids get there and, they get educated. And we're hoping it breaks the cycle of poverty because once the people of Haiti are educated, they'll be able to do a little bit more with their resources, and hopefully there'll be some job opportunities that arrive for them too, because that's another problem that they have in Haiti are the job opportunities.
Well, sure.
So they're trying to keep the kids there, keep the kids down on the farm, so to speak, instead of moving away.
So what are you looking for today? Do you need churches to sign up for this year?
Yes, I would love to have more churches get involved. It's very easy. We give you all the information. We give you your bulletin announcements, your pulpit announcements. We give you flyers to hand out and basically just do a little promotion about 2 weeks before the cookie sale itself.
Right.
And then we drop off the cookie trays to you. And this year it's going to be December 14th and 15th would be
okay.
The sale weekend.
That's the sale weekend.
The pop-up sale weekend. You just do a little bit promoting in the front side with some posters and stuff.
It's
easy. Super
easy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as
really
Jim would say.
It's really easy. Each tray feeds, like 375 people?
Yes, 375
people. When
you
think about you're buying a tray to give to someone, but then that's feeding 375 people, that's just unbelievable.
It's mind-blowing. And then there's 24 cookies on a tray, and they're a mixed variety, and everything that's on that tray is donated. So the 100% goes directly to the school feeding program.
It's an amazing program. The fact that you fed 4.2 million people in Haiti, that's amazing.
Yeah, and that was just last year. The cumulative is like 23 million people, and we do it, obviously we work through Cross International, so they do have boots on the ground.
Right.
They have program managers there that are overseeing everything.
Yeah.
So we know that it's going to the
and
right
people. And
you guys
actually go and see it happen.
Yes,
so
we
you
do
know
see it happen. Yes.
You know that kids are being fed, which
yes,
is great.
Yes, we do.
So if folks want to get involved, what's the easiest way for them to get in touch with you?
They can go online to thecookiesale.com, or they can call me at 1-866-COOKIE-9. And I don't know if you guys are going to put a button up, or you could they could visit you and they can click in that way too and hook, you know, get hooked up, because I'm more than willing to answer any and all questions and talk to anybody. So
go to thecookiesale.com or 1-866-COOKIE-9, talk with Jen. Get your church involved. It's really easy. You can get your Sunday school, your youth group. Doesn't have to. You could be your family.
Correct.
It could be your business. Some people do it for their business.
Right. Exactly. They do. They send them out as gifts. And we enclose cards with the, if they want to send out the gifts. So.
Very cool. So get involved. TheCookieSale.com or 1-866-COOKIE-9. We'll talk with more with Jen on the way. Also, Jeremy Camp, Bella Reeve, and more music coming up.